one rejoiced when he heard the good tidings.
Okay. Interpretation of verse 9. The guys, they have lost their father, they see somebody passing by. They talk to him that, oh, we are waiting for our daddy and we don't know. We hope that he will come today. The fellow will say what? Yeah, don't worry, he's coming after me. This looks like a promise, right? He is the guy himself. The first one didn't notice him. So when he asked him, where's my daddy? He said, don't worry, he's coming after me. So like a promise, he talked to him. The other one recognized the father. Yes.
That one rejoiced when he heard the good tidings, crying, joy to thee, O bringer of the good news. But the other recognized and fell unconscious, saying, what occasion is there for good tidings, O scatterbrain, when we have fallen into the mine of sugar?
See, he made a story for you to make this sentence. He said, something looks a promise to you if you are silly. To the other one, doesn't look a promise. The father arrived. The first guy is asking him, where is my daddy? What's his answer? What should he say? He will give him a promise because he is silly. He didn't recognize his father. The second one will say, what promise? This had happened. The stuff that we wanted had happened. Here is the father. This is not a promise. Yes?
To opinion, it is good tidings. Whereas in the sight of reason, it is ready cash. Because
why opinion? The word is illusion, vahm. To illusion, this is a promise. But in reality, to the intellect, this is just a report. Yeah?
Because the eye of illusion is veiled by missing. It is pain to the infidels and glad news to the faithful. But in the eye of the seer, it is immediate experience. Inasmuch as the lover is intoxicated at the moment of immediacy, he is necessarily superior to infidelity and faith. Indeed, both infidelity and faith are his doorkeeper, for he is the kernel, while infidelity and religion are his two rinds. Infidelity is the dry peel that has averted its face. Faith, again, is the peel that has gained a delicious flavor. The place of the dry peels is the fire. The peel attached to the spiritual kernel is sweet.
You see how he's playing with these words and the meanings to explain the illusion we have. He says, listen. That guy is a believer. That lady doesn't believe in anything. What are these two stuff? He said, both are illusion. They don't know it exists, of course, but they don't know it. That one accepts it just like that. The other one doesn't accept it just like that. If you look at it correctly, both are illusions. Accepting, what it means accepting it? Use something hot, put it here. What's happening? I should accept it or refuse it? No, it's there. It's reality. It's hot, period. This reality exists. Okay, let's go to the non-believer. Non-believer will say, it exists because it exists. It has been here forever. And so on and so on. And at the end, the real answer is, I don't know. because she's talking about nonsense. Let's go back to that believer. Same nonsense. He will tell you he's like that and he's an old man with the beards and does this. Both are illusions. This is the reality. Where is my reality? Do you remember? Real me is not that animal which was born from a man and a woman. Am I? I don't even remember that time. Al with Alzheimer. Who am I? I'm teaching, right? I'm a teacher. Where did I get it? In the human culture, that's what it is. The rest, the animal, doesn't count here. Yes, my animal could sit down and have illusions. Illusion of me being the son of the son of the son of the son of the of that prophet. Ha ha, look at me. He could sit down and say, I'm like this, he's like that, she's like this. And all are nonsenses. The only fact that you cannot deny is the existence. This exists, right? That's the first step. We just talked about it. It exists and it's changing. Always, and everything is changing. So, could I deny the change, the existence of change in this universe? I love to. You know why? Because that explanation and philosophy makes me to change as well. I don't want to change. I'm the best. Look at me. That arrogance is that. At the same time that the universe is changing, I want it to be, to stay as it is. Because I'm conservative. All of that nonsense. He said, okay, let me give you the good example. The lover. Lover doesn't think about the details. Lover is happy because he is in love, period. A feeling inside will make him the happiest. Therefore, I say, being in love is much better than being a believer or a kafir or non-believer. Do you remember we started from love and we said, we talk about this love. Our first explanation was, remember the exception. There is no rule for this stuff. Up to here we're talking about it. There is no rule for love. Because love is exception and exception exists. And that exception is the best of the best of the best. Period. Yes.
The kernel itself is above the grade of sweet. It is above sweet because it is a dispenser of deliciousness. This discourse hath no end. Turn back, that my Moses may cleave the sea asunder. This of the discourse hath been spoken suitably to the intelligence of the vulgar.
Yeah, that's my problem, because I'm talking to non-lovers about love. So you see how difficult this is, and this speech is really endless, because you could bring in whatever and we have to argue it. But give me a break. Do you believe that the best and most complicated stories are at the level of the normal people? Of course it doesn't work. I cannot really bring it to Aql again, but this one belongs to everyone. That public one. No, the rest of my talking is hidden. A guy who is teaching spending his time talking about this, and talking and talking, and see how big this book is. Here he will say, you know what? The rest will remain secret because I cannot say it. I cannot translate it to make it understandable for everyone. We're talking about love, that exceptional situation. How could I bring it to the normal level of understanding? Yes.
This discourse has been spoken suitably to the intelligence of the vulgar. The remainder thereof has been concealed.
A very simple question. He says, you have some little piece of gold and you want me to make a coin out of that little one? It's impossible. You don't have enough gold to make a coin. Yes?
The gold, thy intelligence, is in fragments, O suspected one. How shall I set the stamp of the die upon clippings? Thy intelligence is distributed over 100 important affairs, over thousands of desires and great matters and small.
That's why I say you don't have enough gold, because look around you. How many important problems do you have? Endless. This and that, and every day you create more questions and blah, 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 blah. Therefore, one subject, you don't understand one subject clearly. Now, scientifically, we experience it. If you want to become expert in something, you have to go and get at the PhD level information in that. But in that case only, you should let go of the rest. You want to do it for everything? It's impossible. That's why you don't have a coin. Because if we dig in your brain, how many different philosophies do we find? And how many of them do you believe in? All of them, it depends. Here, you believe in this, or there, believe in that, you change, and blah, blah, blah. All of that. Says, this is how it is. About, do you remember the meaning of unification? You tell me. What is unification? The word is Tawhid. Means becoming one. And I said, there are different meanings of unification. Two important level of unification is here. The first one is unification of human being, humanity. Because we are all one. Where? In the culture? We are all human beings. We are in this culture. That kind of unification we are talking about. That's when we are talking about you making peace with your father, making peace with your co-workers, doing this, doing that, doing that. But there is another level of unification, which is, yes, you and you and you and you. These different personalities and blah, 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 you have bring them together. Because in one moment you are positive, next moment you are negative about that subject. You don't bring it together. Remember this unification. Let's talk about this uniting. Yes.
Thou must unite the parts by means of love to the end that thou mayst become sweet as Samarkand and Damascus.
The only thing that you could use to unify whatever is in you is love. Yes or no? Answer. Yes or no?
Yes.
When you fall in love, you surrender.